Okay, it's Wednesday, September 25th. My, how time flies. Happy hump day, everyone. It's Wednesday. We are like a speeding bullet traveling faster than the speed of light towards Friday and the wonderful weekend. I'm Gloria Moraga.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
I'm saying to you, happy hump day, even though I worked weekends for years. Mondays and Tuesdays were my days off. They were my weekends, and I loved them. So whatever day of the week it is, if you're free from the stress of work and the people you don't like, people who don't like you, it's a good thing. Just to let you know, I begin each day with a quick list of things and people I'm grateful for. I do this because I suffer from depression. I have depression triggers. Here are some of mine. Death or the passing away of someone I love. Medical problems. If I'm injured or sick, it's difficult for me to stay positive. And one big trigger was the feeling of hopelessness at work when I was given a difficult assignment that was either stupid, busy work or a task that was near impossible to accomplish. I liked to work in a team. I liked working with a photographer when I was a reporter. I liked laughing with them, working with them, working with another person in a team. When I was forced to work alone, the bullies forced me to do things toward the end of my time at the college where I worked. I suffered mentally. I was pounded by those bullies for 5+ years. So I begin each day being thankful, and it helps me fight my depression, along with the Zoloft I'm prescribed. Now, let me say this about medication and depression. Depression is caused by a chemical imbalance in your body. It is not weakness. It does not mean you are inferior or less than a great person. It's chemical. C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. It's chemical. It's the way the chemistry is reacting in your body. Sometimes you need chemicals to counterbalance the depression. Some people can exercise to increase their endorphins or their serotonin levels. Some can't. There is no shame in taking a doctor-prescribed medication to help you fight depression. Just be careful. Don't get addicted. Today I woke up. And I was thankful for the ability to walk, for not being homeless, for my home. I am thankful that it's Wednesday, garbage day. I like emptying garbage cans. I know it sounds ridiculous that I'm thankful for Wednesdays, but I am. And this is my list, not yours. Please make your own list. I'm thankful for my family and my new Apple Watch. I love technology. When I fell, I reasoned that I needed the Apple Watch because if I fall again, I can call 911 while lying on the floor. It also helps that it has an app. When I was in the wheelchair and I rolled into my home office, I knocked over my green screen. And the watch asked me, "Did you fall, Glow? Shall I call 911?" What is not to love about technology? I have much to be thankful for, but I also have many issues. Here are some of my problems. I am in pain today. For some reason, after being pain-free for a week, my leg really, really hurts. It may be that I'm doing too much since I broke my leg. I've been walking around with my crutches and bending and lifting, and I probably need to stop and take it easy. That is difficult for me. In my mind, I'm an able-bodied athlete. I'm a dancer, but I'm trapped in a broken body, and that is one of my depression triggers. Another trigger, my cousin died recently. This is the third cousin to pass this year, in fact, this summer, in the last couple of months. Let me explain. When you're Latina, you are close to your family and really close to your cousins. They are like my brothers and sisters. We grew up together. We have the same fears and the same history. So I lost my cousin George, an Army veteran, my cousin Richard Lopez, who was like a brother to me and like a son to my dad, and now my cousin Jimmy. These young men are the sons of my mother's sisters. My mom and her sisters were extremely close, and many times through my life, they lived with us in our big green house on College Street in Fresno. As I write this and I think about it, I feel the bony, dark, gnarled hands of depression closing in around my heart. Why? Why do I get so depressed about death? Okay, I know. Like comedian Woody Allen, I fear death. I really don't want to die. I love life. I love my family. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave them. But there is a scene from Hannah and Her Sisters where the Woody Allen character asks his father, "Don't you fear death? Don't you want to know what happens after you die?" And the father character responds, "I don't know how the toaster works. Why do I want to know what happens when I die? When I'm dead, I'm dead. I'll be dead. I won't care. It's somebody else's problem." I want and need that attitude, and I'm working on it. It's Wednesday. I'm thankful for so many people and things. What are you thankful for? Think about it for a minute. Get into the habit of taking a moment to remember what you're thankful for. It's a great habit. I'm going to hold on to my positives all day long today. I'm going to try not to think about the pain in my leg. One-on-one, communications in the digital age. Begin each day communicating with yourself. Make your list. What are you thankful for? How are you lucky or blessed? It's a beautiful day today. And some people in a big truck are going to be in front of my house tomorrow to haul away our garbage. That is almost as great as the watch that asks me, "Did you fall, Glow? Shall I call 911? Almost as great as me replying, "No, I didn't fall. No need to call 911. Not today, anyway. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe.